Ellen White in Oakland. A vacant home in Oakland had been rented for the use of Ellen White and her staff during the general conference session, and she traveled to Oakland on Monday, March 23. Willie had gone on one day in advance.
Sarah McIntyre Furr, Maggie Hare, C. Chrysler, and D.E. Robinson went along with Ellen White.
She had hoped that they could drive down, or at least that she could have access to a carriage while she was there, for carriage rides rested her when she was under pressure. This was not feasible, and so a comfortable wheelchair was rented that would aid her in going from the home to the church where the meetings were held. On Tuesday morning, Elder Daniels, knowing that Ellen White had arrived in Oakland, went to greet her and welcome her to the precession meetings and the general conference session. He wondered, "How will she greet me?" He knew of the 70-page letter Dr. Kellogg had written to prejudice her against him. He knew that if anyone could influence her, it was Dr. Kellogg. As he stepped up onto the porch, he found the front door standing open. He looked down the hall and saw Ellen White seated in a rocking chair in the kitchen at the farther end of the hall. He made his way down the hall to the kitchen. When she saw him approaching, she called, "Come in, Brother Daniels." Grasping his hand in a warm greeting and looking him in the eye, she said, "Do you know we are facing a great crisis at this meeting?"
"Yes, Sister White," he replied. She gripped his hand tighter and with a snap in her eyes said, "Don't you waver a particle in this crisis." To this Daniels replied, "Sister White, those are the most precious words I ever heard. I know who you are and what you mean. DF-15A, AGD, How the Denomination Was Saved from Pantheism, Copy A, pages 16, 17. Then the Lord's messenger disclosed the forces behind the issues they faced. "Let me tell you," she said, "Satan has his representatives right here at this place now, and the Lord has bidden me, have no interview with Dr. Kellogg, no counsel whatever with that man." Ibid. 17. How different was this from the instruction given her just before the 1901 General Conference in Battle Creek? Then she was instructed to accept the doctor's invitation to stay as a guest in his home. Elder Daniels now knew that Ellen White had not been influenced one whit by the 70-page letter and that he had her full support. Precession meetings were held throughout that week, and Ellen White spoke on two occasions to the General Conference Committee.